have Mr. Thompson share some information with everyone that is here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commissions are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not detract from these proceedings and direction of the chair. If you have a cell phone or similar device, do you turn it off or switch it to silent? The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comment correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present exhibits and testimony in support thereof. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesperson or attorney running an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves first and speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask you to come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is one or more witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of testimony, not the quantity of the testimony, that is persuasive. The chair has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony for the applicant and the audience, and has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions must be directed to the commission, and the commission will then direct the question to the appropriate person. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr.